Maggie, if we don't leave now, we're going to miss the start of that movie.
I don't care. I'm just going to see Mel Gibson.
Remember, Mike, Chrissy's bedtime is...
right now.
Hey, you told me it was in an hour.
You guys go. We'll work out.
Yeah. Hey, when you get Chrissy to bed, look into cleaning up that kitchen, okay? And we have a few light bulbs out on the front porch could use changing. And remember that floor sander up in the attic?
Whoa. Dad, come on. I'm just babysitting here.
Mike, you're being very well paid for the next 4 hours.
Well paid? Yeah, right. In Seaver credits?
Well, if you don't do those chores, you're not going to get anything.
The light bulbs are changed.
All right. Well, then you just better get started on the kitchen.
I like it better when Carol babysits.
Hey, now, come on, Chrissy. We can't begrudge her her yearly date.
Yo. Hey, you babysitting?
Yep. I was talking to Chrissy.
I like that.
Oh, you're laughing, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Mom and Dad left some strict orders for you, okay? They want you to get in there and clean up the kitchen, and then, you know that floor sander up in the attic? Well, they want you to
what?
Hey, if I were you, pal, I'd stop asking questions and just get to it. Right, I got the big kid doing the chores, and I got the little kid in bed.
I just wanted you to know I'm a step ahead of you.
Show me that smile again. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. We're nowhere near. The best is ready.
What you got going this evening?
Well, Eddie, I just happen to be babysitting.
Ah, then you wouldn't be interested in the promised land of available babes. Night.
Whoa. Hey, Eddie, what do you mean promised land of available babes?
Oh, Michael, I have been to the mountaintop and I have seen the other side. It is a place filled with beautiful women, passionate women, hungry women. Michael, it's a place where they treat men like red meat thrown into their cages.
Wait. This isn't that place in New Jersey, is it?
No, Mike. Come on, let's go.
But no, I can't. I told you, Eddie, I'm babysitting.
Ben's 14. He doesn't need a sitter.
No. Chrissy's here.
Another reason Ben will be fine.
Look, Eddie, I cannot go out with you until I find some other sucker to babysit.
I don't care how long it's been since my last date. I refuse to go out with the guy who burps hello.
Hello.
Oh, Eddie, come on. Don't do that. Can't you see the girl is hurting here? I mean, come on. Why can't she find a decent guy who would appreciate her for the catch that she is?
Is that a fish joke?
No, Kel, I'm just saying that you're a decent, caring person with great family values.
That's true.
Yeah, and you're loyal, too. I mean, why, you're the kind of girl who would just drop everything to babysit your little sister.
Oh, well, you bet I would.
See ya. Eddie, where the heck are we?
Heaven.
Oh, Eddie, who are these people?
Parents without mates.
I'm leaving.
Okay, Mike, fine. Leave more for me. See, I don't know about you, but I'm just happy to find a place where I can relax and be myself.
Edward! Oh, hi! Oh, how was Europe?
Excellent!
Oh, great!
Oh, here's your piece of the wall. I got it from the parking lot. She's so happy.
Eddie, look, all I'm saying is that this is just not my idea.
Excuse me, is this 36C?
36C!
Yeah, it is.
Thanks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, shall we begin?
Well, see you, Mike.
I think I may stay for a minute or two.
Oh, well, I see we have some newcomers this evening. You want to tell us your name and how you became a single parent?
No, please, ladies first.
This is all a little new to me, so if it's okay with everybody, I'd just like to listen for a while.
That is more than okay. Yes.
She didn't give her name.
I'm Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Great. I'm Mike.
Hello, I'm Mike. Hi.
He said he loved kids, but when things started getting serious, he said, Natalie, I'm gone.
Please. You're tearing me up. I don't know. I just met him in the hall.
Well, I see we're just about out of time, and I want to thank you all for coming this evening. Good night.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
I'm really glad I came tonight.
Oh, whoa, whoa, me too. Me too. I'm Mike.
You've said that several times.
Yeah, well, I just want to let you know it hasn't changed. Hey, so you feel like maybe going out and getting something to eat?
Me?
Yeah, I mean, it's only 9:30.
What about my babysitter?
Oh, okay, but I'd rather go out with you.
Ah, it's so cool out here.
Boy, does this alley bring back memories for me. Oh, well, back at McNary High, this is how me and my friends used to sneak into Al's.
Whoa, wait a minute. You went to McNary? I went to Dewey.
Ooh, rival!
I know.
Oh, this is going to sound dumb. But I feel like a carefree college kid tonight.
Oh, yeah, you know, I could be reminded of that, too.
Oh, the last time I went dancing was Judith's third birthday. And it was the Hokey Pokey.
Oh, yeah? Who's Judith?
Oh, my daughter.
You have a daughter? Oh, right. That's right. I thought you said you had a son.
No, you have a son.
That's right. I do.
For a minute there, I forgot we both had kids.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for reminding me.
What's your son's name?
It's Chrissy. Chris E. Seaver.
What does the E stand for?
Elvis. See, my ex-wife was a real big fan. That she left me to go find him. Just kidding.
I wish I could laugh about my ex that way. Mike, I had a lovely time.
Oh, wait, what do you mean had? Come on, it's only 12:30.
12:30?
Yeah, what's wrong?
I told my sitter I'd be home by 11.
Yeah. Just sneak in. Hey, okay, Rachel, when can I see you again?
Are you going to the picnic tomorrow?
No, I've been planning on it for weeks. What picnic?
The Parents Without Mates picnic.
Oh, right.
You know, you have a chance to meet my Judith, and I can't wait to meet your Chris.
Neither can I.
And you didn't think Ben sanding away a quarter inch of linoleum floor was a little odd?
Carol, how could you let this happen?
Wait a minute. Who did you put in charge?
Mike.
And who sanded the floor?
Ben.
So how did this become my fault?
Yeah, you're the most dependable child we have. We rely on you. You rarely let us down. That's why it's so disappointing when something like this happens.
See you guys. Chrissy and I are going to go to the park.
Oh, great. He gets to go out and have fun, and I get to sit here and be yelled at by you two, and I didn't even do anything.
Well, that just may be the problem, young lady.
How's that, Mike?
No. Here, take the wheel. Okay. All right, now, who's your daddy?
You are, Dad.
There we go. Okay, I got it. All right, very good. Now, are you a boy or a girl?
Today I'm a boy.
Very, very good. Now, I want you to forget about the today part.
I'm a boy.
Man, I hope I'm not doing serious damage here. Right, okay. Well, there's only one more thing. Now, your middle name is Elvis.
You mean the king?
Hey, go right! All right, come on! Stop tickling me! Let's go, Chris! Chris, over there! Here we go!
Make a broken nail!
Okay, boys don't care about broken nails.
I don't either!
You know, if I ever get married again and have another child, I think I'd like a boy.
I'm a boy!
Yes, sweetheart, I know that.
The truth! Mike, let's play! Yeah!
Okay, all right, I'm gonna move us up for a little play. Come on, let's go. All right, look, yesterday you felt like a college kid. Today you're gonna feel like a 4-year-old. And by our third date, you're gonna be in diapers.
I can't wait.
All right, you ready, guys?
Ready!
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Whee!
Speaking of a third date, I was wondering if maybe...
Oh, no. Look, I can explain everything.
Daddy!
That's your son?
Yeah, he's big like his mother.
Mike, you were saying?
Nothing. You were saying?
Oh, well, no, I was just saying, you know, speaking of a third date, I was just wondering if you were busy tonight and you could get a sitter.
Oh, that wouldn't be a problem.
Well, how about coming to my house for dinner tonight?
Oh, so you cook, too?
No.
Hey, well, I would love to.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh. I'm probably making a big mistake by telling you this, but I feel safe with you.
You do?
I haven't met anybody in a long time that I can trust.
What a great daddy. He gave me $20 for the ice cream truck.
I want my change, young man, or you won't sit for a week. You got that puss bag?
I'm serious. I mean, she says she trusts me.
Michael, trust is the second most important thing a woman can give you, because without it, you can't get the first.
Eddie, come on, man. She's been hurt before.
Not your fault.
Eddie, she's got a little girl.
All right, Mike, I see what you're getting at. You feel it was a mistake for you to go to Parents Without Mates last night, and you're right.
Okay.
You should have gone to Parents Without Brains.
Yeah.
Eddie, I saw your car downstairs. Here's your change from the ice cream money.
37 cents? You wasted my 20 bucks on ice cream?
No, on my new CD.
Oh, no. Don't give me that. I'm not made of money.
Oh, Dad, you should have thought of that before you brought me into this world.
Oh, yeah, no. Stop. Cut it out. And get out of here.
Yeah, fungus.
Hey, I'm talking to you two.
Fine, I got some news that could cheer you up, but you're making me leave.
All right.
Okay. You know my girlfriend, Natalie?
Yeah.
Well, I just found out she's got a daughter my age. I think we're talking letters to penthouse here.
get out.
It's tacky enough.
No comment. Jason, wouldn't it be easier if we have this professionally installed? Oh,
Maggie, those guys get $300-$400.
Ben, move.
I can't.
Come on. We're trying to lay linoleum here.
Well, then what'd you guys have me see on the floor for?
What's that?
My new CD.
Where'd you get the money to buy this?
Money?
You don't have any money, Ben.
Did I say I bought it? I meant I stole it.
Hey! Hey!
Yeah?
Where's that slime ball, Eddie? Eddie?
He just left. Why? Something the matter?
After what Ben told me Eddie did, a lot.
Eddie did something?
Oh, yeah. He actually paid Ben to pretend to be his son so Eddie could get closer to this vulnerable, unsuspecting woman. Can you imagine that?
I can. Did Ben say anything else?
Oh, isn't that enough?
Oh, it is for me.
How's Ben supposed to learn to respect women when there's an example like that around? I'm just glad that he still looks up to you, Mike. I mean, you've really done some harebrained things in your life, but you've never done anything as hurtful, as scummy as that.
Don't you think you're being a little strong, Dad?
How else would you describe it, Mike, when somebody takes advantage of somebody at their weakest moment like that?
I never really thought of it like that. And I'm sure Eddie probably never thought it through either.
That's nice of you, Mike, sticking up for your friend like that. Tell you, I'm just glad that I don't have a son who would do something like that.
Mike, you're early.
Hi. Look, Rachel, there's some things that I've been thinking about, and there's something that I really need to talk to you about, and I don't think it should wait.
Rach, I can't find Judas Penguin. Ah, this has to be him.
Yep. Mom, this is Mike Seaver. Mike, this is my mother, Betty.
Hi, nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
Excuse me, I'll just get Judith's penguin.
You don't look so goofy to me.
Oh, she told you about that, huh?
You remember Mike?
Remember, I've been talking about him all day.
We should go. We're gonna have such fun. Say goodnight.
Bye, Mom. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mommy. Bye, Mike.
You're off. Bye.
So, Mike, what was it that couldn't wait?
Maybe it can wait.
Okay, I'll go get my appetizers.
No, it can't wait.
Okay.
Get your appetizers.
Okay. Can I get you something to drink?
Look, Rachel, I'm not who I said I was. I've never been married.
Never been married?
No.
It's okay.
It is?
You don't have to explain anything. All that matters is the love I see between you and your son. Can I get you something to drink? Wine, soft drink, puffball?
Look, my son is a girl.
Pardon?
Yes, Chris. Chris, it's my little sister, Chrissy. And Eddie, that sleazy guy at the meeting who I said I didn't know?
The guy that works for the CIA?
Yeah, that's the one. Look, he thought it would be a good idea if the two of us went down to the Parents Without Mates meeting to meet some girls. So I went. I'm not a father. I guess I'm not much of anything.
Rachel, come on, say something.
You lied to me.
Look,
No, I thought you were different.
Look, come on, Rachel. I mean, I know you must have been through a lot, and I didn't mean to hurt you, honest.
Yeah, well, nobody means to hurt anybody, but it still happens, doesn't it?
Well, look, you know, the easiest thing in the world for me to have done tonight would have been just not to show up here. You know, but the only reason that I am standing here acting like a complete fool is because you mean something to me. You mean a lot to me. I mean, I really do care about you, Rachel, and... I mean, can we just start over? Please? What do you say? My name's Mike Seaver, and I'm not a father.
Thanks a lot, Dad, for nothing.
What's wrong, Mike?
Come here. Sit. You want to know what's wrong? All right, I'll tell you what's wrong. Eddie's mad at me.
He is?
Yes. Because I told him how angry you were.
And?
And? Well, he decided to go over to this girl's house in person and tell her that he was lying to her and that he really didn't have children and ask for her forgiveness. And it was really hard for him, Dad, because... I mean, he was about to walk out the door, but he didn't. I mean, he really wanted to start over with this girl with a clean slate. Because he really likes her.
What happened?
She kicked him out.
Oh. Poor Eddie.
I mean, Dad, what else could he have done? I mean, it should have worked out okay.
Well, you gotta tell him, Mike. You know, sometimes there are things in the adult world that just can't be fixed. But don't let Eddie doubt for one minute that he did the right thing.
Yeah.
Good night.
Okay.
Oh, Mike.
Something else you can tell Eddie for me.
Yeah?
I'm very proud he's my son.
The Seaver family will return for more Growing Pains Monday at 6:30. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, the Arnolds fly to visit Norma's parents, where Jack is introduced to Norma's old boyfriend.